Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Now, with this election coming up at the time of this recording and when it's being published, a lot of questions are being put out there about, you know, which candidate really, truly is God's will to be president. And a good friend of our ministry, Christine Smith, has written this excellent article that lays it out there for you. And there's no arguing with the facts and points that she makes. And I want her to come on the program today and share about this article, a little bit of background behind it. Now, in the article, you're either going to say, yes, amen, or how can she say that? So that's what we're going to get into today. Help me welcome to the program, Christine Smith. Christine, thank you for coming back on the show today.
Pastor Bob, a pleasure to be with you again.
Amen. Now, in your article, you go through a lot of detail defining the differences between a saint and a demon. Then you explain that we are witnessing a saint among us through President Donald Trump. Can you explain this to our listeners and explain how you came to the conclusion that Donald Trump fulfills the title of saint?
Absolutely. I'm very pleased to do so. President Donald John Trump, we could call him Saint Donald, and it would be a completely accurate term biblically. And that is actually how I think of him often when I see him speaking to the masses and giving his speeches. This is a saint in our midst. Now, the only reason someone would reject this is either they're a little confused about what the word saint means, and I'm here to clarify that for you, or else you're somebody who does reject God, and thus you're going to reject a man of God. And that is what President Trump is. He's really, and we're going to get into that, doing the work of God. But all of us are called by God to be saints. Now, I'm not setting Donald Trump apart from myself or you, Pastor Bob, or any listener who has sincerely accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and are endeavoring to do God's will. In the Bible, the word saint refers to those of us who are true Christians and who are endeavoring to do God's will. Simultaneously, when the writers to the churches refer to the saints, talking about the believers, the true, you know, the believers in the church, it is also said that we are called to be saints. Now, this isn't a contradiction in terms. God considers us saints. However, he calls us to be saints in the fullest sense of the biblical word. And that is to do his will. And that is what we are seeing Donald Trump do. Amen. Many people think that a saint is someone who is exceptionally pious. A person, some people go to the Catholic Church and say, well, a saint needs to be canonized. No, a saint is defined by God, not by man, not by a church. And it's a very simple definition. In the Bible, the word saint refers to those who are set apart to do God's purpose. Amen. And Donald Trump has been set apart, and we will get into the characteristics of a saint, how you can identify them, to do God's purpose. And he's doing it beautifully. He's doing it remarkably and courageously. But sainthood is the purpose of everyone who has accepted God's grace and everyone who's a believer in Jesus Christ. But that sainthood, living up, fulfilling what God's will for you as an individual, is being done and is exemplified by President Trump, and it's exemplified by every believer who actually takes the word of God seriously and evinces it in every action they take.
Amen. And in your article, you also explain that Donald Trump's background, and a lot of people bring that up, oh, he was so evil and all that, but he was trained because of his background and business and all that to think outside of the box, doing what others thought was impossible in building his business empire. You say he's a man whose actions actually match his words, and that's the reason he's hated by so many on the left. Can you explain that?
Well, absolutely. In the Bible, being set apart, being an apostle, being a disciple of Jesus Christ, which we're called to be right now, disciples of Christ, will always set you apart. And as the Bible very, very clearly elucidates, you're going to be hated. You're going to be persecuted. And that is one of the clearest signs that you are doing God's will. Those who want to talk about Trump's past are those who in the Bible where it talks about talking about the speck of something in someone's eye when mm-hmm. your own darkness is so huge. Because I have to say, in all of my experience over the last 4 years and when he was running for president, those who are most vitriolic in their attacks trying to bring up his past as a human being, as a man, and as a human being like all of us, are generally the ones who have a lot of sin in their lives currently, yeah. But it's very interesting how this is their situation to go and look, you know, say, well, I'm going to nitpick and say this when the rest of their lives show they are anything but trying to do God's will. But, you know, to that point, we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. Yep. And what matters is this moment and every single moment we have a chance to choose again. This man, as I fully believe, is a Christian believer. He's accepted God's will in his life, and Jesus Christ is his Savior, and he is endeavoring to do what is right. And I will tell your audience something they may not know. Having followed Donald Trump's career for decades, long before his run for presidency, having read all of his books, I must say he has always, and I find this remarkable, even before apparently his Christian conversion, wanted to do what is right. Does that mean he always lived Amen. Up to it in every area of his life? No, and none of us have. But it seems to be that he has an internal, a natural orientation to do that which is right. I'm not going to get into examples, but I have seen that for decades in his life. Yeah. And even a church like the Catholic Church, for those who think a saint needs to be canonized, which I reject that idea. Because God, we're all called to be saints, every single believer. But even those saints who particularly stand for something and people do respect canonization, you take a look at the background of those saints. That included people who were mired in sin in their mm-hmm. past, people who were motivated by greed and the world, you know, everything worldly. It included prostitutes. It included whoremongers. It mattered not. And these men and women were later canonized because after their conversion, the good that they did. Yeah. I care not for any man or woman's past, including Donald Trump. What I care about is who is the man now and what is he doing? And Donald yeah. Trump is evincing God's will, as all of us are called to do and few do. And this man has much more upon his shoulders. And I think it is a good measure, relating to what you said earlier, Pastor Bob, to the degree he is hated, it shows the degree that he is doing God's will in this mm-hmm. secular world.
Amen. Amen. And Christine, how... I mean, you can give us some examples, but how does the left, you know, those basically, if you look at their platform, their doctrines, what they push, what they believe, they have to be being led by demonic forces. How do they twist the scriptures to try and convince us that Donald Trump is no saint?
Well, as I said earlier, they will twist it, number one, because that's what Satan does and his workers do. He is the master of lies. He is the masters of deception. And he is always the accuser. All of these are other names for Satan, Lucifer, the accuser. And I think it's one of the surest signs that someone is in darkness when what they do is focused upon pointing the finger, being accusatory instead of having actual dialogue. Amen. But it's the most natural thing to do. Remember, Satan disguises himself, we are told in the Bible, you know, as an angel of light. And he will take that which is righteous and condemn it. But, the Bible is very clear, actually, in Corinthians, that those who engage in that kind of behavior are really going to reap the consequences because their works are Satan. To attack a man who is doing good, who is endeavoring to make righteous decisions for his nation and for the world, for Israel, for believers, as President Trump is doing, even in the area of social, those laws and that which affects each of our lives. He's trying to do what is right and biblical, and to attack such a man. Woe to such a person. It reminds me of when Jesus spoke of the Pharisees, the scribes and Pharisees. Woe to them, because I think that the consequences are going to be dire for someone who would try to use the scripture against such a man instead of supporting and praying for this man.
Amen. I believe, and I believe you do also, how has Donald Trump basically turned the light back on for Christians in America and made some, and I emphasize that word some, to be bold again with sharing their faith?
Absolutely. I think that, frankly, I've been amazed since his election to see that he really has become the spiritual advocate in our nation. And I'm going to liken him, and some people might not like this or understand it, but I'm going to liken him to the best and greatest of the evangelists that we have had in our nation in the past. A different path, a different arena, but God is using him. And I have seen Christians who hardly ever spoke of their faith becoming emboldened now and to want to care about protecting our right to religious liberty, to care about protecting the unborn, to care about protecting our right to free speech and to practice and to assemble everything that we as Christians should be for and what our country was founded upon. He has lit that. It's almost like that spark needed to be turned up in all of Americans who are good Americans, who are seeking what is right. It's as if his appearance has emboldened and given courage and strength for Christians to speak out and to be bold. And it has simultaneously enraged the evil, the demonic, the satanic, which are the Democrats, frankly. Never before in my life, and I'm 54, would I have said such a thing. But I have to say right now, the Democrats, the Democrat Party is synonymous with demonic activity. Yeah, they are following Satan. Right. Every single thing that they stand for and are trying to do to our country. And to your question, I know I digress there, but to your question, he has brought people to God. He has made people care once again about their nation and understanding its biblical and prophetic purpose in this world. And I think that he has done more for Christianity as president now than a lot of people who call themselves Christians and preachers, because he's actually evincing it. He's our example. I'm here, God, use me.
Amen.
And whether he realized it or not, the time he sought the presidency, and whether he realizes it now or not, that he's really a spiritual advocate teaching by his works, it's happening. His light is shining. And frankly, I've seen evidence to think that he is understanding this is spiritual warfare we're in.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Perhaps it's not, you know, as president, something he's going to elaborate upon. But I have every reason to believe from things that he has said that he has an understanding inside, and it might not be the best place for him to be discussing, but I'm going to discuss it because this is a spiritual battle, and we have a very beautiful, righteous man in President Trump. He's doing everything right. And the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them, and his fruits are perfect and good and beautiful that he's resulting. Democrats, rotten and evil. And I really think people have come back to God and valuing going to church and valuing prayer once again because of his example.
Yeah, amen. I remember when he was running during his initial campaign, made a stop in Baltimore, and I was invited to go to the lunch diner where he was going to be eating, and I didn't have any anticipation of meeting him. I just wanted to be there and take a picture of him, and as he's walking past, I ended up being in a place where he is walking right past me. And I said, Mr. Trump, Bob Thibodeau with Evangelism Radio, do you have anything to say to the Christians who are out there listening, supporting? And he made a point of stopping and coming back just to talk. I was the only radio interview he did while in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, he did TV interviews, all that, but nobody got a radio soundbite from him. And, you know, he stopped, and naturally that was all over the news. And before, you know, he just answered, it was probably, he was there with me 45 seconds, something mm-hmm. like that, right? But within 20 seconds of that, my phone started blowing up with people, you were on the news! but as soon as he heard that I was representing a Christian radio station, he stopped and came back just to talk to me.
Exactly. And what did he say, Pastor Bob?
Well, I said, do you have anything to say to the Christians out there who are considering, yes, you know, voting for it? And he said, the Johnson Amendment, if I'm elected, the first thing I'm going to do is get rid of it.
Exactly.
And that's one of the first executive orders he issued.
Yes, and he wanted that to be known. It's
that's right.
that anecdotal experience. I mean, it just shows you the kind of man he is. Yep. He's really remarkable.
I had so many kudos from my grandson. He was, I think 14 at the time, and the picture in the TV shows me with my arm on Donald Trump, and he's mm-hmm. leaning into the phone where I was doing the recording, mm-hmm. and he's like, "You touched Donald Trump." he just thought that was so amazing.
Whoa.
But anyway, many people, especially Democrats, mm-hmm. are going to take offense at the conclusion you draw that they are being deceived by evil mm-hmm. forces when mm-hmm. they're the ones who proclaim tolerance and love your neighbor, you know, mm-hmm. and they're the first ones to point out that the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. But how do you respond to those points by supporting Donald Trump?
Well, we're called to be set apart from the world. So if you're trying to be tolerant and you're trying to get the approval of all the Marxist organizations, including a lot of the churches, frankly, now, mm-hmm. You are not doing God's work. We're not called to get along with people. We're not Amen. Called to be tolerant. We're not supposed to be politically correct and care about people's feelings. Because let me tell you, my example is Jesus Christ, and he didn't do any of those things. When he said to love one another, that is coming from the same man who went in there and just went into the temple and whipped those people out Amen. who were offensive and an abomination to God and what they were doing. He did not hold back when he spoke and described mm-hmm. and really certainly not politically correct when he talked about the scribes and Pharisees and how rotten they are on the inside, but they like to appear like whitewashed tombs on the inside, and inside they're full of decay. Well, that's what any Christian who is aligning themselves and still a Democrat is doing. They want to appear, I'm a Christian. See, I use the name of God. I talk about I'm praying for everybody. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, inside you are decaying. You are decrepit because what you are standing is for the murder of millions of babies. What you are standing for is against the freedom of speech and capitalism. You're standing actually for communism. And I'm not going to hold back and say it's socialism and all their little cleaned up words. You're talking about something that is anti-God Amen. At its basis. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you are align yourselves with people who are doing evil, and everything they stand for cannot be justified by the Bible. On the contrary, every single thing on the Democrat platform, in my opinion, is demonic.
Yeah.
So how everything. Could a Christian yeah. align themselves with that? So we're called to do what's right and correct, not what's politically correct. And, you know, Jesus did not say, people accuse Trump, oh, he's so divisive, we need mm-hmm. unity. Well, I disagree.
Amen.
I cannot be in unity with someone who is doing evil. I cannot try to sit down and have coffee and let's discuss whether babies should be murdered. No. Some things are an abomination to God, and they should be an abomination to every Christian believer. Division is inevitable. You know, Jesus stated, he didn't come here to bring unity. In Matthew 10:34, it's one of my favorite scriptures to try to elucidate Christians who are confused. He said, think not that I come to send peace Amen. On earth. Yeah. I came not to send peace, but a sword. And I continue in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 6:14, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? We cannot try and get along with these Marxist groups that are destroying our society. We cannot talk it out because the premise is different. We're following God and they are following Satan. And as I said, by their fruits you shall know them. There can be no partnership or dialogue. That's not what Jesus meant when he said, judge not. Judge not. No, you don't judge them. That's going to be up to God. But the fact of the matter is, to be a saint of God, you have to be a warrior for God. You have to recognize that we are in the midst of spiritual warfare, and you are either going to be a fighter, a soldier for God in what you do, and be bold and strong and courageous in what you say and how you vote, and letting that be known, and letting people reject you and persecute you and name call you. If that's, you know, those things shouldn't make you hide away from your Amen. Christian duty. And right now, the Christian duty in this nation of America is to support President Trump. And to think otherwise is deluded, and you have accepted Satan's lie and deception, because this man is doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And you go into a good discussion in your article about this, where you talk about how to relate to fellow believers who transgress us with how we're supposed to relate to basically the followers of Satan. I mean, that part just jumped off the page at me when I was reading it, and I couldn't agree more. But can you share your thoughts on that, how we're to relate to fellow believers who may be wanting to vote Democrat?
Yes, you see, that is the distinction that many Christians, and as you said, those who try to take scripture to, in this case, attack President Trump and those of us who support them. The difference is this: with believers, we are called to have that discussion. I'll make this personal. When I write such a piece as this, when I am called to speak in different avenues and radio shows and different pieces that I've written as a Christian and why I support Trump, I receive three types of responses often. those who understand and it's elucidating, whether they were there or not, or it helps them to understand and they appreciate it. And I'm just speaking in words due to the gifts God has given me, what was in their hearts and they couldn't say, and thus they want to share it with their friends, etc. Then I get those who send me much, you know, they're trying to be offensive, which I laugh at, you know, you know, and you can see the anger and the offensiveness and the type of language that they use. And they obviously have chosen. They are workers of iniquity, which means to make a conscious decision to be anti-God. I ignore those, although it gives me a chuckle. And then there is what you were talking about, those who may be, you know, believers in Jesus Christ, but they haven't accepted their sainthood, and thus they can't accept the sainthood of others who are doing Amen. His will. And it is those in the Bible, so much of the instruction, including on the Sermon on the Mount, so much of it, you need to look at the audience. So much of the instruction that Paul gave us, so much of the instruction Jesus gave us, was how we relate and forgive to fellow believers. And I'd like to add this point, a small digression, but I think relevant. In the Bible, when it talks about forgiveness, it is always coinciding with when one seeks repentance, when they are asking that of you. Otherwise, no, you must hold people responsible. God, the Bible is filled with God wanting us as his workers on earth to hold people responsible. That doesn't mean we seek revenge. That doesn't mean that that evil never justifies evil, but there are consequences. But with a fellow believer, when I hear from them, and you can see that they really have probably grown up with a Marxist indoctrination, probably from the pulpit often. Sadly, I'm sorry, it's sad. But they don't seem to engage in name-calling and profanity and obscenities. I pray for them. And to the degree that they're in your life and you can speak with them, you simply point out that the entire platform, when they're trying to defend, you know, Democrat, and they're voting for a Democrat, is completely anti-biblical. And there are many issues. But what is foremost for me, and again, there's many issues that one could speak about for a couple hours with you. but let's just look at the case of abortion itself. Economically, I would also say everything that they're doing is satanic, that the, which they wish to do to our country. We are meant to be free. That's what the whole Bible speaks of, an economic mm-hmm. situation that we should have that freedom. But let's look at the murder of babies, abortion. That is, in my opinion, and I think it's really undisputable, that is the number one issue why people are Democrats and why they're voting Democrat in this election. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it has anything to do with, in this case, Trump's personality or this or that or all the things they want to throw out their scripture. The only thing that defines Democrats now, really, the number one thing, in addition to economics, and both of them they are anti-God on, is the killing of babies. They want the right, and they feel that it is being threatened as never before. And how can you, as a Christian believer out there who loves Jesus, everything Jesus taught was to be life-enhancing, okay? Amen. That goes also into the economic realm. Life-enhancing, not the idea. And I will speak economically now. This Marxist ideology that is anti-business, anti-growth, our nation being independent is completely the agenda of the Marxist one world nonsense, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And it is meant, and it is completely anti-Christian and anti-God. So with a believer, for those believers, you may have been a Democrat before. And hey, I understand that. I'm going to tell you, many, many, many years ago, I was too. Mm-hmm. There came a time, and it was many years ago, actually, a few decades ago, when I realized it was all a lie. Even then, I started seeing through. I was an environmentalist, okay, Pastor Bob? I cared about people. I've been deeply involved in helping people, the homeless, prisoners, you name it, across the country, Native Americans. I cared. I had this compassion. I was very young, okay? And I loved the environment. I loved people. And I thought that that's what the Democrats stood for. Yeah, that was part of their lies, just like they lie to the blacks of our nation, like they always have. And then you look at their dark, anti-black, racist past. Yeah. It's the same way in this. As I got a little bit older, I realized that everything they're doing is against the environment. When I got a little older, I realized they are hurting all of us, both those in poverty, which they exploit, and those in the middle class, and those in the upper class, making more money. They exploit them, and they do nothing. But they have created a good illusion. Well, I dispensed with that illusion a few decades ago. Amen. And now, more than ever, I cannot see how a Christian couldn't see it more clearly because of Trump's appearance. The division that Jesus talked about is inevitable, mm-hmm. has happened. And you're either on the side of light or else you're on the side of darkness. And there is nothing godly about what the Democrats stand for whatsoever now. Years ago, yes, local elections, sometimes it was just a matter of we both had the same goals and we just had different approaches. Not now. The Democrat right. Party has changed. And frankly, some of the good, those who were Democrats, they wouldn't even recognize the Democrat Party now. Now it clearly is light and darkness, good and evil, saints and demons. And so I just would speak to Christians. I do pray for them that they see you cannot align yourself. And sadly, I think they're treading on some very dangerous ground before God as well, because the Democrats are human beings controlled by satanic forces. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite scriptures, and I know yours too, I believe, is in Ephesians 6:12-13. Mm-hmm. And for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Think yeah. about that. Amen. Against Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yep. Amen.
Okay?
That's right. Amen.
These are the days that are upon us, and we must stand up for God. And there is no way that a true Christian, one who wants to follow Christ, could support what the Democrats support. And frankly, now, at any level, because to be aligned with the Democrats is to be aligned with the party of death.
Amen. That's right.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of the interview with Christine Smith. Come back tomorrow for part two because it just gets even better. Now, as Christine has made a very accurate and articulate case
that Donald Trump is a saint given by God to the United States of America for such a time as this. And this election comes down to a vote between good and evil, heaven and hell, God's choice, and Satan's choice. And it's up to you to vote. Come back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Till then, it's Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.